Und ich begrüße ganz herzlich hier im Studio jetzt nach der Anreise mit der Deutschen Bahn Ferdinanda Tarich. Hallo, hello, pleased to meet you.
Hallo, pleased to meet you too.
It was a hard traveling for you, but now we are live and we are here and we listen to your entire EP.
Luckily.
Yes, luckily we have some, we found something. So this is your first EP you did, and you are here in Germany for only 10 months.
Yeah.
Which was the reason? Why did you come?
Well, I came here because my partner was going to study in engineering, actually. But like, I love to travel, and I've already traveled to Germany to play music, and I've already loved Germany. So I was like, yeah, of course, let's go there. And a lot of stuff have happened, and it's very, very nice here. That so much opportunities you have.
What kind of impression you had in mind before coming to Germany? Why did you have this kind of love before?
Oh, well, actually, my first travel was with my backpack alone for 3 months in 2018. And when I came to Germany, I came to Düsseldorf. And to meet an Uruguayan friend that she was married with a German guy. So just, I don't know, just like everything about my coming here was great. When she came to pick me up to the Bahnhof, she was listening to a German radio, which is called Cosmo. And she was listening to a band that I really like, that it's called Chancha Via Circuito. Do you know it?
Yes.
Okay, I love it. And I was like, oh, nice. What is this radio? And she was like, yeah, this is Cosmo. And I've been in that radio now. So it's like magic. Yeah.
So you're part of that folk scene?
Oh, yes. Yes, I love it very much. And even though I'm a singer-songwriter and I do my stuff just with the guitar right now, I would really love to produce. I would really like to produce my songs, like maybe electronical and a bit of cumbia, which I like very much. It's another energy, right, from what I have on Spotify. But it's nice anyways.
What did you have in mind before coming to Germany in Uruguay? What did you think before?
Well, I actually just had like a lot of engineering stuff in my head, of course. Because my boyfriend at the time just talked about it, and I didn't really expect like anything, but like anything. And now it's so crazy because I've fallen in love with Germany and with the people here. Yeah.
Well, the Germans are sometimes more skeptical about their own country. I'm not in love with Germany, but what do you like, especially the people? What is it?
Well, of course, I came here in summer, so that's one of the reasons. I love how much green you have here in summer, and of course, like, you have so many times that you're not actually seeing the sun. Like, when the sun comes out, all people just like, and they start like smiling, and just like in Uruguay, I mean, yeah, it's good when the sun is out, but we don't appreciate it that much because it's always there, so you can always see it. Yeah, so that's a nice thing. Yeah.
And what are you doing here in Germany besides making music?
Oh, no music.
Only
music. Yeah, that's the only thing I'm doing right now.
You can concentrate.
Yeah.
Full time.
Yeah. I've been creating so many new stuff and like nurturing myself around art, people and music. It's crazy how much input I'm having this last month.
You told someone that traveling is an inspiration for your music.
Yeah.
How does that get into the music?
Oh, well, just experiences, right? And when you're right in the middle of the storm of traveling, it's like maybe you don't see it. It's like so many stuff happening at the same time that it's like overwhelming a bit. But when you go to your house and you rest, it's all of the sudden words just start to like flow, and images and textures, and it's like, oh yeah, that's the traveling inside of me that's wanted to come out as in music form. So I think that's the way.
And how can you canalize that these kind of impressions are in the lyrics or also in melodies?
Well, yeah, my way to compose, actually, it's maybe I have an inspiration and the melody comes in and the lyrics comes in and I just grab my guitar and I try to do something like what I'm thinking. But also I dream a lot about music, and when I wake up it's like, oh my God, I need to record this. And yeah, that's the way.
How's that dreaming, musical dreaming?
Oh, I love it when it happens, because it's like I wake up and then it's like, and now I'm like, okay, yeah, I dreamt about that. And then the lyrics start to come and I remember the images of the dream, and it's like, okay, starting to connect the dots, right? And yeah, I don't know, it's just a way to create for me.
And then you put it into songbook, or you record it?
Yeah, I just grab my phone and I I have like 100 recordings of everything, really. But I need to get like a Tascam, you know, because I'm inspired by sounds in general, so I like every kind of sound.
And from this kind of first recordings to the final song, how much work is that?
Well, so I've been creating those songs for a long time, and of course when I create the songs I don't kind of see it like very far away, just like me with the song right now. But then I was like, okay, I would like to record this. And so I contact a producer in Uruguay, which is very, very good. And so we did it, and I had in mind what I wanted to. And for me, I don't think it very much, you know, but I'm starting to think it a bit more, because I would like to have more instruments and more like arrangements and do it a bit more complex without losing the simple stuff about it.
So right now, until now, you had this simple,
yeah,
set
just
up.
Very simple. Yeah.
Just guitar and voice.
Yeah, guitar and voice and maybe some other instruments, but with not very much complexity about it.
But the studio additional production is different from the, songwriting process, from the first textures to the, you need some final hands that.
Yeah, of course. In fact, the song Y las Mariposas was very, of course, I composed with a guitar. That was it. Voice and guitar. But then the producers start to add some stuff, and I was like, oh yeah, that sounds good. And I like very much the creative process that happens when you are with people that know about music. And you can just expand.
What did he tell you in the studio? What did this producer?
Well, he was very happy, actually. When I recorded the songs, he was like, okay, so you know what is this about? Like I was sure playing the songs, but not because I wanted to be sure or anything, just like, I don't know, those were my songs and I play them a lot and I hear them a lot. And when I do the songs, probably I fall in love with them for a period of time until I hear them too much and I'm already tired and it's like, oh, I hate that song. But then I start to love it again. And then it's great, because then you start to kind of realize what you said. It's like, oh, okay, now I get it. Now I get what I did that song. And that's very interesting too.
That's like a roller coaster kind of, or changing distance and getting closer again?
Yeah, exactly. For me, at least, it's like that. It's like I hear the song Y las Mariposas, for example, and it's like, oh, so I was talking about that. Look at that. I was wise and I didn't know it.
And is it always like this? They're thinking about the lyrics from kind of distance in the future. That
yeah.
Sometimes you think you was wise.
Yeah, always actually. Like I have like I don't know like 3, 4, or 5 notebooks with plenty of stuff written in them. And I don't want to actually throw them away because sometimes I just like close my eyes, grab the book, and then like, okay, just tell me what I need to know right now. And I just put my hand in some page and I'm like, okay, oh, okay, that's nice.
This is random writings?
Yeah, just like very inspirational stuff that comes in my mind and I need to, it's like, oh my God, I need to write this because otherwise I'll lose it.
This is handwritten?
Yeah. For me, it's a bit difficult when I get inspiration to write on the phone or in like laptop. It's a bit weird for me.
But these are textures, not ready-made lyrics.
Oh, no. Yeah, textures, always. Yeah, I need to go through them.
And then you, the process also, again, from the... Is it kind of an accident, like, mm-hmm. well, or by accident you put your finger in one page,
yeah.
or do you sometimes get more concentrated on, yeah, now I want to write a...
Well, I'm starting to be a bit more like that, like a bit more organized maybe, but the truth is that I'm very, very like, okay, yeah, I get inspiration and I do this stuff right now. Just like very, how do you say that? I don't even remember the word in Spanish. Like very straightforward. And I don't think it too much at all. Because if I think it too much, I get frustrated. But I think that to get a good thing, you sometimes have to think a bit.
And how can we imagine that you're sitting in your room and playing the guitar and then tiddly-tiddly and singing?
Yeah,
like
well, for example, one of my songs that isn't released yet, that it's called Como Nunca, I had the chorus of that song stuck in my head for like a week. And it says, Salte de la ciudad y brillarás como nunca. It's... leave the city and you will shine like never before. So I was just like with my head all over it and I was like, oh my God, I think I need to write this because otherwise I won't get it out of my head. And then I just sat down in my house in Montevideo and I did it and I was like, oh fuck, I need to cry. And then I just started to cry. It's like a very spiritual process for me. Emotional too, of course.
And the relief?
Oh, and the relief. It's like, oh yeah, this needed to get out. This needed to get out. And so I could actually listen to it. Because otherwise, I mean, head, it's always a very flowy thing, you know? And it changes. It's air. But when you start to, like, you put it here on earth, you can listen to it and think about it.
And then it's made for the public also.
Yeah, also. You know what? Like, I don't think about that very much. But when I do the songs and I release them, I get a lot of comments about how that song is helping people go through process. And that is, oh, that is mind-blowing. And even though... it's not my first thought when I do music because it's always like for me. When I get the fact that it actually helps me to connect with people, I feel so grateful to do this. It's like, oh, thank God I do music here.
Music as a helping and healing tool.
Yeah.
So what do you think about playing a song?
Ah, here? I would love to.
And which one you will choose? And
well, maybe I can show you that one that I was talking about.
Yes, that would be great. Thank Thank you very much, Fernanda Tarek, here im Studio, im Lokalmagazin. What about your voice? How do you train your voice for the singing?
Oh, I don't. Well, the truth is that I've took two classes, but then, yeah, I until now, I think I've had a very, like moving life, so I didn't really settle down to just, like, be for a long time in a place so I can take singing lessons, but I really, really want to. I really want to, because it's necessary.
But for yourself, it's just singing every day, every minute of the day?
Or? Oh, well, yeah, when I'm happy, I sing a lot. Well, and when I'm sad too, actually. But my mother is a singer. My mother sings bossa nova and samba. And, well, and my father also plays the piano. And so I just grew in a very musical context where I was, like, I don't know, like 5 or 6. And I will go with my mother to her gigs. And just seeing her in the scenario, just, like, sharing her gift, because it's really a gift. She has a wonderful voice. And to grow up with that kind of input all the time, it makes it also.
So it's in your genes?
Yeah. In my spirit,
the DNA
too, yeah.
And the spirit. Yeah. And then was there a moment when you decided, yes, I want to do that also?
Well, I think when I was a child, it was a long process of deciding it. There was a piano in my house, so I would just sit down and play the piano a lot. And then write lyrics, and that was, like, I don't know, like, I had maybe 11 years. And then at 16, it doesn't matter, but in around that area, I had a band, and we did, like, experimental music. The primary reason why we did experimental music was because we actually didn't know how to play our instruments. So that was a bit of an experiment, right? And then I was like, you know what? I'm sorry, but I really want to do this. And I don't want to get paid with pizza and beer. And then we kind of split. And then, of course, a lot of stuff happened. I went here to this 3-month trip where I met a lot of musicians. And that was, wow, that was mind-blowing. And when I got back to Uruguay, I was like, okay, I need to get back to reality. What do I do now with my life? And I got a job in marketing. I don't know how did I get that job, but they fired me after a week. And you know what? I felt peace. I was like, I know what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to buy an amplifier and I'm going to go to the streets to play. And that's what I did. And that's why I'm here too.
This is you need courage, no? To make such a decision.
Yeah, and craziness too. It's like, okay, I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't care. I don't care because I trust. And worst case scenario, I'll just get back to that boring place. But otherwise, you wouldn't get the crazy and magic stuff. In the streets, it's crazy how much magic happens. When I was in Uruguay, I met a guy that wanted me to play at their wedding, in the streets, of course, in Hamburg. So in 2019, I flew from Montevideo to Hamburg just to play in their wedding from the streets. That was one of the craziest experiences that I had.
This is incredible.
Yeah.
And you just did it for the weekend or you stayed some longer?
I actually just, I think I've stood, like, I don't know, like 5 days. Yeah, they took care of the plane and they booked me a really nice place in Hamburg. So yeah, I was living my rockstar life.
So you seem quite relaxed in terms of success and succeeding as a mm-hmm. as a musician. Or what's your attitude towards success in general?
Well, that's a great question. Actually, you know what? Like recently, I've been learning that nothing separates me from the people that I admire, because because after, no, sorry, before, before I was a bit like, you know, when you see a people that you really admire and it's like, oh, wow. And it's like, you just put them right there, right up there in a pedestal and you're below them. But when you start to realize that what you see in them, actually you have it, all of a sudden you just are there. And it's like, okay, you know what? We're here for the same thing, connection. And it doesn't matter. I mean, of course, if I see Beyonce on the streets, I'm going to go crazy. But it's like, it doesn't matter who you are. We are doing it because we love what we do. And because at the end, it helps us to connect with other people with affection, you know? And that's very human. So it's like, yeah, I think that that is success. When you start to realize that what you admire in other people is because you have it. I think that.
So you killed your idols?
Kind of? Sort of. It's like Nietzsche, God is dead. Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't have these kind of idols anymore now to admire?
Well, it's like, of course I do, but it's just not like the same. It's like a very good friend that I want them to be really, really successful. That's what I feel sometimes, like my idols. Yeah.
You're yourself, you are the idol.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And that could be a role model also for younger.
Totally, people. Totally, totally. I think like, well, it's normal that when you're a teenager you have idols to look up to, and it's nice to have someone to look up to. But someday you have to realize that it's better if you're the same person that you actually look up to. And yeah.
Your EP is called La Primera Revolución de los Pájaros. And the last song you played, there was also a bird in it.
Yeah.
What about your relationship to birds?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not like I know something about birds, really, but I just have a connection with their singing. Well, in Uruguay, I did a lot of... do you know ayahuasca?
Yes.
Well, I did a lot of ayahuasca ceremonies there. And even though the night is a bit crazy, when you see the sun come out and you hear the birds, it's like, okay, it's a new day coming. And it's like being born again. And I'm just being born again every time I hear birds singing in the morning. It's like, oh yeah, that's what I needed. Yeah, and maybe amate. But that's it.
And what about the revolution of the birds?
Well, yeah, that happened in my first trip. In the trip alone that I did here for 3 months. So I come back to Uruguay. And I remember I was talking with my brother about an experience that I've had, that I've heard a lot of different birds here, actually. And very, I don't know, I just remember I was in Budapest, and it was like 7 in the morning, and a bird wasn't doing like, beep, 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 it was like, beep, beep. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And so I was very surprised, actually. So I was talking with my brother about this experience, and he was like, yeah, I think that was your revolution, like linked to the birds, right? And I was like, that's a good name. That's a very good name. The first bird revolution is like, and sometimes I like to joke about it. Like I imagine a lot of birds doing a secret revolution to I don't know. I hope make the world better.
New Orwell story. I think it's time for another song.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
No.
Which one?
Well, right now I'll do something that has to do with flying stuff, but it's not birds. So it's Y las Mariposas.
Y las Mariposas und die Schmetterlinge. Fernanda Tarek hier im Lokalmagazin. What about playing live now in these pandemic times, fourth wave is right there.
Well, last week I was very, very sad, actually, because I was like, oh no, this crazy stuff happening again. It's a bit frustrating, it's a bit sad, but I think what I kind of learned before, while this thing was happening very strongly in Uruguay, is that it was very nice how people started to connect in other ways. Like, you know, like through Instagram, through Facebook, I don't know, just like doing open classes and live concerts. And all of a sudden, we were a bit more connected in some way, even though we may didn't have, you know, like the physical contact that it's very important to. We were in contact in some other way. So I think that even though it's of course a very sad situation and frustrating too, we will get the way to connect. And that's what I kind of, in Spanish is like rescato. I don't know how to say it in English. That's what I take from the situation. I try to give a good outlook always.
To pick
because
up.
Otherwise it's just kill myself. No, I'm kidding, but yeah.
To pick the good stuff out of it.
Yeah.
The solidarity more than the separation.
Yeah, of course.
Of society.
Yeah.
How do you notice that in Germany?
Well, I didn't. I actually wasn't here in the strong pandemic thing, because I came here in the last days of February this year. So you were a bit getting out of it, and they were going to start to open the stuff. And in summer, like, everything exploded, but in a good way, right? Because I was having a lot of gigs, and I was also playing on the streets, and it was going so, so well. And I was like that, you know, like, okay, gig after gig after gig, and I was like feeling like very successful and like, yeah, you go. And then a week ago, it was like again, and then my, you know, I was like in the clouds, and I had to come back to earth again. But I think that sometimes it's necessary, because it's like, okay, you just have to deal with it. You can't always be in the clouds. You can't always be like very happy. I don't know. It's fine. It's good. You have to enjoy that. But when some other situations happen, it's like, okay, you need to get back here and see. What are the options right now, and what are the opportunities? Because I'm a believer that in every situation you have opportunities, because otherwise you wouldn't be there.
So which are your next steps, your plans?
I'm going back to Uruguay this Thursday, actually. Yeah, I'm a bit escaping the winter. So that's how love relationships work, you know, when sometimes stuff gets hard, you just have to live for a while and then come back.
Lucky one.
Yeah, so I'll do that and I'll come back in February.
So yeah. You can play in Uruguay, you can play again in the streets.
Yes, I've actually arranged 3 gigs there already. And I was playing with a swing jazz band, like from the 20s, you know, like everything like that. And I think I'm gonna play there too, hopefully, because I love a lot of kinds of music, and swing jazz to play with an orchestra, oof, it's such a dream.
As a singer?
Yeah, as a singer, of course.
So good luck to you, and hope you will come back and we will see you on stage or on
of
the streets.
Of course, I hope so too. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Fernanda, and good luck to you.
Thanks.